You know, as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, we love it. We live it. We breathe it. We die this game, and we should, because it's a fantastic game. And for all the people that don't understand baseball, it's you know what? It's a tough sport to watch, because you just have to be a different breed to understand and appreciate it at the level that we all do. So again, and we love the fact of you sending in your curtain call questions and your personal questions. Again, you know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. So Dirtbags, wherever you are, have a fantastic Thanksgiving, fantastic week. Unfortunately, it is that time, though. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.
Mike Sempervivi for the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. 2-minute warning. Time for some armchair Friday morning quarterbacking after the NFL slate of Thanksgiving Day games. And I admit it's a view from the cloudy side of things, but the biggest story to me has to be all three losing teams now being at the precipice of disaster in their quest to make the playoffs. In the case of the Detroit Lions, it's somewhat crazy that a 7-5 NFC team can be in peril while there's 3-8 AFC teams still considered in the hunt. But that's the NFL world we live in. 2 seasons ago, Detroit's defense was vaunted, but injuries and inconsistent play have caused them big problems that they need to get fixed quickly, as the Lions have 5 tough games remaining. Detroit's next chance to get it right won't be easy, as they welcome the streaking Dallas Cowboys to Ford Field, a Cowboys team which is sitting right behind them in the NFC standings. Yesterday, Dallas added another dent to the Chiefs' playoff hopes, and ended Kansas City's 9-year run of AFC West titles. Losing close games, losing on the road, penalties, injuries, and just flat not finding ways to win. All things that the Chiefs have been able to avoid for a decade are now tripping them up. Bottom line is, they need to win 5 in a row, including home games with the Texans, Chargers, and Broncos. Finally, the Baltimore Ravens. Much like Detroit, the Ravens have an unenviable schedule over the next 5 weeks. And Baltimore needs Lamar Jackson to carry them, which he was unable to do on Thursday night. Jackson continues to deny any effects from lingering injuries, but 3 costly turnovers last night and 3 straight games without a touchdown pass has Charm City nervous, as well as head coach John Harbaugh, who is also sitting on a precipice of his own disaster, which may be losing his job at the end of the year. I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-minute warning.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Build, bot, borrow may be the winning formula as companies continue to step into an AI world. A new CEO study from the IBM Institute for Business Value shows that successfully making this transition will hinge on closing the skills gap through a balanced approach of hiring new expertise, training current employees, using AI tools, and tapping external partnerships. More than half of CEOs are hiring for AI-related roles that didn't exist last year. CEOs also say that nearly a third of the workforce will require reskilling over the next 3 years. Kim Morick, IBM Global HR Technology Leader.
With the increasing demand for AI skills across every industry, now is the time for companies to prepare for the future by reskilling their staff and embracing new ways of working.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV. That's ibm.com/IBV.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
The show is called Tee to Green. The language we speak every Sunday is golf, and all you have to do is listen. Hello and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. Our producer and master control is the Duke, Robert DeCosa. Thanks for listening and for being the most important part of what we do. What we do is talk golf, and we're going to do that today with the first-time guest here on Tee to Green. Ronnie Miles will be here to talk about the business of golf. Ronnie is the Director of Commerce and Advocacy for the National Golf Course Owners Association based in South Carolina. The NGCOA represents and supports owners, general managers, and operators of golf courses and golf facilities, big and small, private, semi-private, public, resort courses. It was founded in 1971, and today it's one of the most important and influential organizations in golf. Recently, the NGCOA held a Tee Time Summit to address modern challenges and opportunities in the Tee Time marketplace. Dynamic pricing, no-shows, the impact of AI, just some of the topics that were discussed. And Ronnie Miles will be here today with a summary of how it could affect your tee times in the future. It's straight ahead today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, streamed live at sportsbyline.com. And you can also hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We're teeing it up and talking golf next with Ronnie Miles here on Tee to Green.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
It's destination listening for dedicated golfers. That's what we like to call it. We do it every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. How about we talk a little bit of golf? How you doing, America? I'm Jay Ritchie, Robert DeCozis in Master Control, and my co-host Debbie O'Connell is here. So, Debbie, we finally got the band all back together again for the first time in a while. How you doing?
I am fantastic. It is so great to be here and great to be on with you, Jay.
Yeah, we got a fun show today. Later in the hour, we're going to be talking about a bunch of PGA Tour golfers, some big-name Tour golfers who did not finish in the top 100 in the final FedEx Cup standings and, as a result, lost their PGA Tour cards. And you'd be surprised at some of the names that ended up on that list this year. Also, speaking of losing, we lost one of the great all-time characters in the game of golf and a pretty good golfer at that, too, in Fuzzy Zeller this past week. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But that's just a little sneak preview of what's coming up today here on Tee to Green. Should be interesting.
It's certainly going to be a great show, so buckle up, everybody, and get ready to talk golf.
Yeah, we're going to look at the business of golf in our first couple of segments of the show. Our guest, a first-time guest on Tee to Green, is with the National Golf Course Owners Association. He is the director of advocacy and the director of commerce for the NGCOA. They recently held something called a Tee Time Summit. We're going to find out what that is, what it was all about, who was there, as we talk to Ronnie Miles today on the Tee to Green guest line. Morning, Ronnie. How you doing?
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Debbie. How are you? I'm doing well.
Fantastic. Excited to have you on the show.
Yeah, we're doing great. First, tell us a little bit about Ronnie Miles, Ronnie, and your background and how you ended up there at the NGCOA.
Well, I was my background. I worked for the Department of Navy for 37 years, and has worked in the what we call the Morale, Welfare, and Recreation Program, managing base installation, recreation, and business activities. And after retiring, I came to work for the NGCOA back in Charleston, my hometown, and have been here now for almost 11 years.
The National Golf Course Owners Association. Let's talk about that. It was founded all the way back in the 1970s. Is that when it began?
That's correct. Yeah, it did. And we moved to Charleston, I believe, in 2009. I believe. Again, not sure on that date. I started with them in 2016.
And Ronnie, what is the mission of the National Golf Course Owners Association? What's the main focus and mission of that organization?
Yeah, obviously, we are a trade organization. We're dedicated to serving golf course owners, operators, and managers across the U.S. Our primary functions that we provide advocacy services, which is what my department does, and education, operational resources, as well as the things that golf course operators and owners need to be successful.
And Ronnie, from your seat, okay.
Yeah, I guess if you go back 50 or 60 years, Ronnie, there was no voice for the Golf Course Owners Association back then, back in the before 1970.
That is true. I mean, you had the PGA, you had the superintendents, but the golf course owners kind of were. Out there, but not collectively, didn't collectively have a voice together to talk about the mission of golf, the business of golf, and so the NGCOA was formed.
I imagine at this fast-paced, moving industry, and speaking of technology, AI, it's really a key to come together and learn from each other and share what's happening in the industry. What have you seen of late in terms of where golf course owners are focused to keep up with all the great technology going on in the golf industry?
Very good question, Debbie, and that's really why the Tee Time Summit was brought together and decided to host that event, was because the Tee Time marketplace was changing so rapidly, so many different entries into the marketplace. So we had, the Google, Apple, different waiting list technology, second-party tee time providers, resellers, much like you see in the restaurant industry. So a lot of golf courses were facing challenges about how to manage all these emerging technologies and the changes in the systems that their technology provider was attempting to provide to them. So it was an opportunity for us to bring everyone together to have some conversations about this changing landscape and how we can look at collectively set a path for the future so that we're kind of ahead of the curve and not behind it.
Yeah, now you're looking at glasses. You can wear sunglasses and talk to it the whole time. So that should be interesting of how that impacts golf, whether it's asking for yardages or, if you're out for a fun round, you probably could get advice in the middle of the round order your sandwich or call the pro shop. Like, it's amazing. I see these commercials and then seeing ads on social media about the glasses. You're just talking or saying, hey, videotape my buddy's golf swing right here, and you're just looking at them through your glasses. I mean, fascinating stuff that my guess is this will be brought into golf and be sold in golf pro shops.
Oh, yeah, it is changing quite rapidly. I mean, obviously, some of the issues that, the industry is facing today. I mean, a study that's done by the NG National Golf Foundation from 2024 showed that the industry between no-shows and short shows, these are people making tee times and not showing up, or making tee times for a foursome only showing up, but a twosome. So short shows and no-shows, it was costing the industry about $1 billion. So it was important. That was really one of the key factors in our summit, trying to address the no-show, short-show situation, determine cause and effect, and what can we do as partners with technology members to see if we can improve that performance.
Ronnie Miles, National Golf Course Owners Association, is with us. Ronnie, that's just stunning to me that the number of people that would make a tee time and then not show up for it, and how many were doing it, how big of a problem it was, and it was costing the golf industry that much money. Did the summit come about as a response from all the owners getting in contact with the NGCOA saying, hey, we need to do something about that? Or did you guys there in South Carolina recognize the problem and say, let's get all these people together and talk about it?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. We did get and receive a number of calls and emails from our owners and seeing different things where their golf course name and property was being shown and on the web, and they didn't have any knowledge of it. So it was, we're getting information like that, questions from our owners, operators, but also looking at, for ourselves, staying on top of and keeping visible of the technology changes. So we saw, you know, so many things happening so quickly. Google had gotten into the tee time space. Now Apple's in it. So we felt it was important to see how we can be a leader in this space and help our owners and operators navigate this uncharted waters.
You call it uncharted waters. Was any of this, the dynamic pricing, the no-shows, AI, was any of it on anybody's radar for a while, or is this just something that's happened now because more people are playing golf now than ever before?
Well, I think the number of how golf is, the popularity of golf is really what I think motivated people to get into the secondary marketplace of reselling. And just like you see in restaurants, some of our most popular golf facilities, you had third-party tee time sellers making tee times and attempting to try to resell them. If they couldn't resell them, then they would go unfilled. And so we've had one property, just over a weekend, lost $40,000 from no-shows. Somebody
wow.
had gone in and booked tee times on their website and for the purpose of reselling them and was unable to do that, so they had no-shows.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that'll cost the golfers in the long run.
Yeah, this is incredible. I didn't even know that was happening, or that happening to that extent, and was that big of a problem. We're talking to Ronnie Miles. He is with the National Golf Course Owners Association. They recently addressed that issue and a lot more in something that was called a Tee Time Summit. And we're going to keep Ronnie on through the break and continue in our second segment here today on Tee to Green, get into that a little bit more. Ronnie Miles, the NGCOA, with Jay and Debbie today here on Tee to Green. We'll be right back.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
It's the show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie, and we continue with our guest from the National Golf Course Owners Association, Ronnie Miles. The NGCOA recently held what they called a Tee Time Summit to address some of the issues, the modern-day issues that are facing owners, general managers, and operators of golf courses all across the country. And one of the big issues, no-shows, we were talking to Ronnie before the break. And Ronnie, it seems to me like this is comparable to what we're seeing with ticket scalpers in sporting events and in concerts, where they buy up a bunch of tickets and then resell them. Is that kind of what we're talking about here with tee times in golf, people buying up these tee times to resell them?
Well, not really, because in most of our golf courses, this is one of the things that came up, surfaced out of our summit, is most golf courses do not require a prepayment when you make a tee time. So that's similar. It's more similar to the restaurant industry than it is the ticket industry that you're referring to, because again, they're prepaying, they're purchasing those tickets and then upselling those. In this case, these are tee times being made, no commitment, financial commitment being placed on it, and turning around to trying to resell it. And if they're unable to do that, then they have not lost anything, but the golf course has.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up. That's a good distinction. So what can be done to help golf course owners and operators as far as the no-shows?
Well, I think as we discussed in our summit, one of the outcomes is really working with our technology providers, the golf course, golf management service providers, to look at their website, their T-sheets, how people, making sure that the guest coming into their T-sheet is validated, that they're confirmed, the credit card that they may have on deposit, look at placing deposits on the ticket, on the tee time versus just having them make it without any financial commitment. So it's about changing behaviors by the owners, by the technology providers, as well as the golf management service providers.
Hey, Ronnie, when we look at challenges, are there courses experiencing different types of challenges, meaning daily fee, which is obviously probably where a lot of the no-shows are, compared to private clubs and resorts? What are some of the different challenges or similar challenges faced in each of those types of facilities?
Yeah, I don't think the private industry, the private clubs are seeing these types of issues. These are predominantly into the public golf community. It has happened in the municipal. We've seen it. Beth Page Black was the one who got this came to surface. In the county of L.A., the golf courses, the municipal golf courses, were impacted by this type of behavior. And in both of those cases, the state of California, the state of New York, have established new regulations that prohibit this type of activity.
I was just going to follow up with the different states you mentioned, Ronnie, so that you mentioned different states. So which states or regions are actually experiencing the strongest growth right now, and what's driving that growth?
I think the growth is very across the U.S. It's we're seeing the types of activity growth. There's this market is strong. I don't know if there's any particular market that's weak. I think we're seeing, obviously, where you have land is in such demand that we're seeing a lot of pressure on golf courses, to look for alternate use for those golf courses. But as an industry, we're continuing to see continued improvement in rounds played. Playable hours is a big issue. Weather is one thing that impacts our industry, but for the most part, I don't think we have any major soft areas, parts of the country. It's pretty strong throughout the U.S.
Ronnie, is there any concern or challenge with the number of indoor golf facilities that are opening around the country? And I saw one statistic that around 50% of rounds of golf were played not on grass last year. Are golf course owners at all concerned about that, or are they also investing into indoor facilities?
Yeah, many of our owners are investing in indoor simulator activities businesses on their property because it is a growing trend. It provides the ability to deliver golf. As one of our owners says, as long as you get clubs in hands, everybody's happy. I think it's good for the industry. It gets more people to understand, to play the game, whether it be a simulator type activity. At some point, we all believe that they'll end up on a green grass facility and continue the trend of growing the game.
It'll just affect golf ball sales.
Yeah, we don't lose any in simulators.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're with Ronnie Miles, National Golf Course Owners Association, today. Ronnie, one of the other things discussed in the summit, and we've already heard a lot about it, and we've seen it in action in some places, is something called dynamic pricing. Could you kind of, in a nutshell, explain how that works and what the issue is there?
Yeah, dynamic pricing, obviously, it is becoming a major in the retail industry. It is becoming more and more prevalent. The golf industry is not alone. It is introduced into the golf market probably 5 years ago, but it's getting a very good traction, if you will. There are a lot of golf courses have gone to dynamic pricing. Unlike some of the areas where states are putting some kind of regulation on dynamic pricing, because a lot of the dynamic pricing technologies in other industries are using personal data to determine what their pricing strategy might be, whereas in the golf industry, it's strictly based on the activity of that facility, whether or not what's the weather like, what's the conditions like, is the weather great, is the weather poor. So those prices can move up and down. But with dynamic pricing, it provides the golfer a better opportunity at the time they want. For those who are price conscious, they can look at pricing more about, at a time of day where the price is more to their liking.
What kind of feedback has the golf industry gotten from the public, from golfers, about dynamic pricing? Do they like it, or would they like to see some changes, or what are you hearing?
Well, we have every year at our golf business conference, this is a big discussion, and we continue to get very positive feedback from it. Those who have implemented it have initially, they had a lot of more about their staff, educating their staff to communicate with the customer why you don't see published pricing anymore. So it is educating the staff to make sure they're communicating properly and effectively with their guests. But overall, we're not seeing any major pushback from the public with it so far.
And speaking of the public, what do you think golf fans would be shocked to learn about the real cost of running a golf course?
I think it's just the cost of maintaining. I mean, the cost of maintenance of a golf course is the biggest cost. People want to have their grass certain height and their speed of their greens a certain speed. Understand every one of those decisions of how you're going to structure that golf course, operate that golf course, is a cost incurred. So I think for the most part, the customers see what they experience. They don't see the people it takes to run it.
Yeah, because we want the lower prices, but we want a course in great shape. I recently played a county owned golf course, and the greens were fantastic, and they really were. I was very impressed, and everything else was awful. So I was like, well, they just had to make a choice, right? They don't charge a lot. They want the public; it's a daily fee. The prices are really reasonable. And obviously, they're putting the money into the greens, and they don't have a lot left for fairways and tees.
That's correct. I mean, just what it takes to maintain bunkers is as the game's growing, the cost of the merchandise, the cost of equipment, the cost of labor continues to increase. But it's no different in any other industry.
Right. The Tee Time Summit. You can go to the National Golf Course Owners Association website, find out more about it. It's worth checking out if you are a dedicated golfer. Ronnie Miles with us today from the NGCOA. Ronnie, thanks so much. Great stuff. We appreciate it. Come back and visit again sometime in the future.
Thank you, Jay. Debbie, nice being with you today. Have a great day.
Thank you, Ronnie. Maybe I'll see you at the PGA show.
Ronnie. It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is it, Tee to Green, the golf show. We're here every Sunday talking golf along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie, and we got some exciting news about Debbie that we're going to talk about, too, a little bit later in this segment. But Debbie, I had a couple other things I wanted to get to first, just to catch people up to. This time of year, things kind of die down as far as all the professional golf and all the tours go, and then they gear back up again early in the brand new year. But one of the things I saw the other day was a article, and it was headlined something to the effect of PGA Tour golfers that have lost their tour cards after 2025. And I thought, okay, well, there's probably a few guys I might recognize on that list, but it's probably going to be a bunch of guys or a lot of people I never heard of. And then I started looking down the list and saw some names like Matt Kuchar, Zach Johnson, Brant Snedeker, Jason Duffner. These are some big name guys who surprisingly won't have their tour cards for 2026.
Yeah, it's very interesting to help everybody understand. So when we look at the points, right, we know the top 70 qualify for the FedEx Cup, right? You get into that, you get into the playoffs. The top 100 will keep a full PGA tour card for the next season. And this is like a career safety zone. And then 101 to 125 lose full status, but they earn conditional status, which means, you know, if all of the people in the top 100 don't fill the tournament, they go to the conditional status next. You know, there's also opportunity for sponsor exemptions, especially for the more popular players, but it is limited tournament access. And then 126 and beyond, you lose your membership card. So the choices are the Korn Ferry Tour, go back to Q School, hopefully get some sponsor exemptions. They do also have a medical exemption if there was an injury going on. You can apply for that. And then they'll have qualifying tournaments for the events as well. That's a one-day go qualify if you're in the, like, two people make it out of almost a full field. So it's a tough way to go. But so there are still options, yes. And surprising, Jay, with the names on the list, and many of them missed more cuts than I was very surprised looking at the list, how many cuts were missed by some of these great players.
Yeah, every player in the top 50 career money list can keep their playing status for 1 year. So Kuchar is one of those guys who's on the top 50 career money winning list. So we will still be seeing some of Matt Kuchar. Zach Johnson's another guy. Zach is going to be turning 50 in February, so he may be thinking more about the tour champions than the regular tour. But that's what you're talking about, a guy here with 12 wins, a couple of majors, a Ryder Cup player, a Ryder Cup captain as well. But Zach Johnson, surprising that he's lost his playing card, the PGA Tour playing card.
Yeah, and Camilo Vijayas, I think's how you say his name. He was 155.
Vijayas, yeah.
He's
on that list.
Five-time PGA Tour winner. So he is in the, you know, he might have to go back to the Corn Ferry Tour if he wants to get back playing on the PGA Tour. But this season, he's 43. He had two top tens, but he missed 11 cuts in 27 starts. And Kevin Kisner, I mean, we remember him, four-time winner. And also an NBC analysis, 41 years old from South Carolina, one top 10. He missed 14 cuts in just 17. So he didn't play as much this year, Kevin. So I'm sure he wasn't surprised.
Well, I think he's got the TV career going pretty well for him. Brent Snedeker, another guy on that list that's surprising. He's the President's Cup captain, so he's not going to totally disappear. He'll probably get in some events just because of that.
Yeah. And then Joel Damon, remember, he's the Netflix superstar. You know, everybody fell in love with him on the series of Full Swing. And he said on that series, he said, you know, it's tough to be one of the most popular players and one of the worst players out here. Because he struggled. He struggled with his mental game, obviously still struggling with his mental game. He's only 38 years old. He's 122. So he is in that where he can have the conditional card. He'll, because of his popularity, I imagine he will get some sponsor exemptions. But he had three top tens, but he missed 16 cuts in 28 starts. You know, that's how tough it is out there. You don't just sign a big old contract. I mean, you do with a lot of your, you know, a lot of sponsors, so they do sign big contracts with Titleist and TaylorMade's and Callaway. You know, they'll sign those and then many others. But as far as winning money professionally, you have to perform to win, to make the money.
Yeah, amen to that. Cameron Champ, Bo Hostler, Matt Wallace, some of the other people, Martin Laird, guys who've won PGA Tour events but lost their playing cards because of the way they performed in 2025. Hey, and this is something I wanted to talk about too, that I saw a couple of days ago and then wrote some notes on it as well. Fuzzy Zeller passed away on Thanksgiving Day at age 74. Frank Urban Zeller, that's how he got his nickname, Fuzz, from the first letters of his first two names and his last name, Frank Urban Zeller, Fuzzy Zeller, won 10 times on the PGA Tour, 19 wins worldwide, won two majors, the 1979 Masters. It was his very first major, and he won a green jacket playing in his first Masters. He beat Tom Watson and Ed Snead in a two-hole sudden-death playoff. In 1984, Fuzzy won the U.S. Open at Wingfoot in New York, beating Greg Norman in an 18-hole Monday playoff. They battled in regulation right down to the wire and then went to an 18-hole playoff on Monday, and Fuzzy won that one handily. He shot 67 that day. Norman ballooned to a 75. So two majors for Fuzzy Zeller. In 1985, the USGA named him recipient of the Bob Jones Award. That's the USGA's highest honor. And when you talk about a guy who was a character, his personality and his charisma, golf doesn't have many guys and never had too many guys like a Fuzzy Zeller.
No, and I think that's why he mattered so much to golf. You know, he brought fans in because he definitely had one of the most colorful personalities the game has ever produced. You know, in an era of all the buttoned-up pros, he was funny, he was honest, he would just say what he thought, which, got him in trouble. I think the one very popular moment when Tiger Woods did win the Masters back in, I think it was 1997, and he commented about the little boy and how he played, and he said, "I just hope he doesn't have fried chicken." He's a funny guy. He didn't mean anything, in terms of prejudice around that. It's a stigma that goes with it. I think he suffered a bit for that. But people would defend him and say, look, that's just his personality. He does his one-liners. He's a funny guy. He was trying to be funny, and he was always fearless. He was loud, fun, funny, and fearless, and he would just say those one-liners off the top of his head. But that got him some publicity I don't think he wanted.
Yeah, that did get him. And some people never really forgave him for those comments. Tiger did, but there were some people in golf that never really forgave Fuzzy Zeller for those comments. Fuzzy did go on he got a line of barbecue and steak sauces, an alcohol line, Fuzzy's Ultra Premium Vodka. And so he did okay once his playing career kind of died down. I think this could be his epitaph. He said, "I wasn't a great player, but I was a pretty damn good one." That's what Fuzzy Zeller said about him and his playing
career. With him, it was certainly his athleticism that helped him play well and great with the short game and attacking mentally. With that kind of personality, you're going to be mentally tough. You're going to be a little freer and not live in fear, but live in faith and confidence and, hey, let's go for it. And he was that kind of guy. He certainly wasn't a range robot. He would work on feel and step in with some confidence. And that's, I think, why he was such a great player, He really was. He brought so much to the game. I was on Facebook and I saw Nancy Lopez wrote this comment on Facebook with a very broken heart and sad heart, her husband Ed, and I were devastated to hear of the passing of Fuzzy Zeller. He was a wonderful and fun human being. We thought the world of him. Thank you, Fuzzy, for your kindness, your love, your friendship. The world of golf will miss you. Rest in peace. Prayers for you and your family. That was from the great Hall of Famer Nancy Lopez, her comment on Facebook about Fuzzy Zeller, which there has not been an official cause of death for him as well. Jay and I both are researching to try to give all of you the information, but it's just not out there. It has not been announced.
Yeah, one of a kind golfer, Fuzzy Zeller, passing away at the age of 74. All right, to a little more happier topic now. Do I have to address you in the future, Debbie, as Madam President? Is that fair?
Well, you could, but I won't make you do that.
Okay, Madam President, tell us about it.
Yeah, I am currently president-elect of the LPGA Northeast Section. So the LPGA, we have our tour players, right? And then you have your professionals who many of you see every day, whether it could be a director of golf, a head golf professional, a teaching professional, director of instruction. When you see these women there, many times we also belong to the PGA. Many of us, I personally don't. I'm just an LPGA member because I felt like the education there was all I needed. But it's quite an honor. When I think about it, I have all the way down from Virginia, West Virginia, all the way up to Maine. Up in Vermont, like that, I got a big area where I am the president, and one of my big goals is to make our section, quote, smaller, right? More connection. How can we do more, some things in person, many things virtually, to come together and increase the education and camaraderie, learn from each other, have events. So I'm very excited about it. It's quite an honor. We have six sections. One is international. And then there are five across the United States, the Southeast, Northeast, Midwest, Western section. It's really great. It's quite an honor. I've been an LPGA professional for 35 years, and I have always volunteers. I've been on so many committees, hosted educational events, hosted tournaments, ran the back in the Southeast section when I was there for 20 years, was the head of the tournament committee, was on different national committees. So I've always been involved, but it's since I've been in the Northeast section that I've become an officer. So I've been the treasurer, the secretary. Currently, I'm the vice president. And January 1st, I take the reins as president.
All right. Well, congratulations to the LPGA on a great choice. And Debbie, congratulations to you as well. You start when, January 1st?
January 1, and the first big event will be that the PGA show. So thank you.
All
I
right.
appreciate that, Jay. That means a lot.
I just found out a couple days ago that I think I'm going to be able to go to the PGA show this year.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, first time in a while. I've always had conflicts that week, but it looks like I'm going to be available and open that week to go to the PGA show, so I'm looking forward to that. You have to leave us right now, and we'll say goodbye for now, but Debbie will be back, of course, with us again next week. Thanks, Deb, for joining us, and congratulations again on your presidential election.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome week, everybody. Hit them well.